Hey, this is the More Than You Want to Know show. I'm the Engine Nerd. I love science, and I'm here to answer questions that you haven't even asked yet. Today, we're going to poke around in our bodies and explore muscles, particularly our tiny muscles, very tiny as it turns out. How many muscles do we have? Somewhere between 600 to 5 million to 10 billion. That's quite a large range. And that's because there's not complete agreement on the definition of a muscle. Even the quantity of skeletal muscles is estimated to be between 600 and 800 because of the definition issue. I'll get back to the 10 billion muscles later. The tiniest of your skeletal muscles is the stapedius, located in your ear. Yes, you have a muscle in your ear. It's attached to the smallest bone in your body, the stapes, or stirrup bone, and controls its vibration. One thing that the stapedius does for us is to contract in the presence of very loud sound, reducing the vibration of the stirrup to help protect our inner ear. Even our own voice often activates this muscle for protection. Even smaller are the arrector pili. These tiny muscles are attached to our hair follicles. We have about 5 million hairs, so we have about 5 million of these little bitty muscles. The contraction of these is involuntary. Generally, we cannot control what they do. They can contract if we get cold, or are frightened or startled, or experience a strong emotion such as awe or pleasure or admiration. We refer to this as goosebumps. When someone says, "That makes the hair on the back of my neck stand on end," that can be quite literal. We've all had goosebumps. What causes yours? And while we're at it, why are goosebumps called goosebumps? Because when we get them, our skins are bumpy like that of a plucked goose, or turkey, or plucked chicken. The next time it happens to you, say something like, "Wow, that gives me turkey bumps," and see how it goes down. If you're cold and your hair stands up, that is, you get goosebumps, that's your body's involuntary attempt to mitigate the cold by trapping warmer air in your forest of hairs. Doesn't work so well for most of us because our hair is simply not dense enough to help much in keeping us warm. Other mammals, such as polar bears, are much more successful at employing this warming technique because they have more hair. And some mammals use the technique to appear to bulk up and look more scary to potential predators. For example, porcupine quills are stiff, bulky hairs, which they can adjust for protection using, of course, their arrector pili muscles. So going even smaller, we have precapillary sphincters. We have 10 billion capillaries, so we have 10 billion of these. There's no universal agreement among people who study and define such things that this piece of us is really a muscle. Remember that capillaries are very tiny blood vessels, only one cell thick. They move oxygen and other nutrients into tissues, and they help move carbon dioxide and other waste materials back to your veins. What the precapillary sphincter does is adjust the amount of blood flowing through our capillaries according to need in response to the situation, and they may not actually be muscles. I began to wonder how to keep all these tiny muscles in shape. What exercising can I do to help them remain vibrant and active? Well, not much, it turns out. The one in your ear, the one around your hair follicle, and your capillary sphincters all act involuntarily out of your direct control. You're not going to walk into the rec center and find a machine designed for exercising your precapillary sphincters. You may as well stick with the controllable subset of the 600 skeletal muscles and exercise those to keep them in shape. That's it for our tiniest muscles. If you have a science topic about which you would like for me to tell you more than you want to know, drop me an email at engineerd@ksjd.org.
Tiny bubbles and wine make me happy, make me feel fine. bubbles. Make me warm.